Michael Potts, the skipper, wearing number 8, brings it forward. Plays out to the left-hand side to Dodd. Dodd chips it down the line there. Decent-looking ball. And Owolabi into the box. Oh. And brought down.
He's giving it this time.
And it's a penalty. Well, pretty straightforward, really.
A couple of complaints, but from where we are, which is at the other end of the pitch, it looked a bit clear-cut, didn't it?
Yeah, there's not a huge amount of protests here. And it was a great ball through, wasn't it, which Owolabi got on the end of. And I think he'll be taking the penalty. Cameron Belford enjoys a light-hearted chat with some supporters just in front of us here. But down at the other end, a serious work is for Owolabi.
25 minutes on the clock.
And Ollie Martin has had a decent game. Couple of one particularly good stop. And he's got some goalkeeping to do now as he tries to keep out Owolabi, who looks to open the scoring from the penalty spot for FC United. The referee seems particularly...
Well, the ball keeps moving off the spot.
Referee just making sure that it's where it should be. Seems to be okay now. Owolabi takes paces back, prepares to take this penalty. Here comes Owolabi. Oh, it's a beautiful penalty to the keeper's left. And the keeper went that way, but it was so perfectly placed, Ben, that he couldn't keep it out.
Given all the rigmarole he had to go through then for that 2 minutes or so between foul and penalty, I think he took that rather well.
Excellent. Well, pretty much a flawless penalty. Plays it forward. Buckley tries to get on the end of it, but it's collected now and cleared there by Smith. And foul there. So an FC player, Doyle, goes down. Holding his face here. It was Mitchell, who was on a yellow card, who was the player who appeared to have made contact. The referee being slightly surrounded by FC players. There's Mr. Croft and Doyle down.
It's a red card. And it's for Danny Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah.
And I think it was a straight red, you know.
Well, there's players coming over from Ratcliffe. Physio on for FC. Well, he's not gone. Mitchley, who's already on a yellow card, if he did swing an arm in any way, he was being really unwise. And he's still on the field complaining as he finally... No, I think he's still there. Still, the referee's not going to change his mind. Well, Doyle's gone down and he stayed down, which suggests there was some considerable contact here.
It's not been a good 4 minutes for Radcliffe. A goal down and now a man down.
Well, Doyle remains down there. Potts back to Morris. Morris hugging the right-hand touchline, plays it forward. Owolabi will pursue. Owolabi beats his man. Oh. But, and he's given a penalty.
Yeah, I think it was, and again.
And what happened was Owolabi there steaming through and just a leg out there from the defender. And... I think it's Swaby Neven. But the ball, I think, might have been going out of play.
Who could say with Tundy's pace?
Well, it's number 6 there. Matty Hughes almost trying to stand in the way of ball being placed. And the referee standing by the penalty spot. And Ollie Martin taking a few in his all maroon strip then. Bring it on, he says, stretches his arms out. We saw what Owolabi did last time. Perfect placement, left-hand side of the keeper. Here he goes again, Owolabi. And this time it's safe. Rebound! Oh, and Owolabi couldn't control it. Well, Owolabi went the other way this time, and it wasn't as good a penalty. Nice height for the keeper. Keeper went the right way. Comfortable save. Opportunity missed for FC to double the lead. Now it's Griffiths. Griffiths, cross ball, switches play. Lenehan brings it infield, but it's taken off his laces there. Lenehan there trying to recover the ball now.
That's an atrocious challenge.
Going absolutely hell for leather atrocious. With that challenge. And the referee...
It's a red.
It's a red card and they're down to 9 men. It was also a foolish challenge.
Metcalf. It was just high, really high.
But also, Lenehan wasn't going anyway. He was kind of back to goal on the edge of the box.
He was on the touchline over on the far side, not too far from the home dugout. He was about to do a drag back to keep the ball in play. And Metcalf's just gone right into him, off the ground. I don't think he could complain at that, can he?
No, he can't. And the irony is, of course, that that's arisen from the penalty save.
I'll go back to what we said 1 minute into this game, James. It's going to be a tasty one, this one.
Well, we didn't know the half of it. So, 7 minutes just under to go. Ratcliffe corner right-hand side, and it comes. Good delivery, far post. Rather vertical header from Jones, but FC can bring it away now. Chance of a break for FC. Griffiths plays it forward. Sells his man short, though, and Ratcliffe can try and bring this away, but FC trying to get control of the ball. Lenehan, Prince Hayward play, volleys it forward. It's nodded down. Griffiths trying to control this ball. Surrounded by blue shirts. Hits him in the chest. He goes down, but Oualabi now over halfway. Oualabi being pursued by three blue shirts, and he's brought down.
It's another bad challenge from Prince Hayward, but...
Well, Prince Hayward remonstrating for his life here, but referee Mr. Croft not at all interested, and it will be a free kick in a nice position. This is within range for Charlie Ennis. It's to the keeper's right.
Basically, when Sunday got the ball, four Ratcliffe players, which is nearly
threaded through now. Linney! Oh, good goalkeeping.
Oh, that's over the line. That is over the line.
It's given, yes, it got the line. Warren tried to keep it out, but that was really quick thinking. I've never been a great fan of quick free kicks, but that was well executed. Linney played it through there. The shot was on. And
I think they're remonstrating that why is it taken quickly, but...
And is there going to be a yellow card for somebody for opening his mouth once or twice too often? Just went over the line, that.
What I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted by that goal was just that when Tundy got that ball, four players from Ratcliffe go straight over to him, which is nearly half the team.
It's half the outfield team.
It did cross the line, though.
It did cross the line, and good positioning from the referee's assistant.